T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody as we continue on and waiting to see what the Miami Dolphins are going to do, and I don't know when it's going to be done to find the defensive coordinator that they want and of course, get the players and try to upgrade this roster from last year with the guys, 31 free agents. Some you want back, but listen, man, another part to this, and it's not taking shots at anybody. And I like some of the free agent guys we've been able to pick up. I do. It's been a nice job. I think starting with Tyreek Hill, who had one of the three or four greatest years in the history of the franchise, to come in right there with some of the Marino throwing years, to the Mark Clayton year at wide receiver, to Ricky Williams year at 1,853 yards and over 2,000 total yards, and was fantastic. And that trade that they made for Tyreek Hill, excuse me, I would do it every day of the week. It's great, great trade. Fun to watch. It was entertaining. You know, you always want to win more games and stuff, but all that stuff was great. But listen, it doesn't get away from the way you're going to build this. You can't just go out and buy yourself a free agent team. You just can't. I know everybody's looking, what are we going to do? Free agency is expensive, man. Free agency, because you have competition and a lot of other teams like the guy you like, so the agents, you know, end up getting these guys more money, and so you have to overpay. Everybody knows that. Dolphins don't, everybody. You got to hit on your draft picks, man. You got to hit. And this year, because of what has happened, and for the loss or the trade or you just lost one for being accused of tampering and all that stuff, so you don't have a first round pick, but you got a second round pick at 51, and you have two in the third round, 77 and 84 overall. I call them quality picks. I call the first three rounds quality picks. Maybe you look at it differently. That's okay. We need those guys to be able to come in and play. Yep, fast learning, mini camp, a lot of preseason football, and they got to cater Kahuya. They got to be guys. Now, Cater had to play because of what happened, and guess what? He played so well, he's going to come back and start for this team because he's only going to get better, and he has earned the right to be either a starting corner or a nickel corner next year. But he's going to be right there. We need to find more guys like that. Only guys that you drafted as high picks, because again, you can't just do, and some of it's because you've had to, because you didn't hit on draft picks, so you've had to go out and get free agents, which is something that you do, and that was smart on Chris's part. But you got to hit on some draft picks. Hire the draft pick. The way this thing is structured means, you know, if you have your choice of the top 51 players in the whole draft, you know, the thought is that, you know, the more and the higher draft picks you have and the more you have, that you have a better opportunity of hitting a home run and getting really good football players. But all of a sudden, this year, you have one in the second, two in the third. You got to hit on them. You've got some needs. The running back position, I have no problem with any of those guys last year. Raheem Mostert played great. He is 31 or 32 years old, but he is obviously, you can get him for a year or two. I have no problem with that. Probably going to want more money. I don't know how that's going to play out because you have a lot of spots to fill here. But go out and draft a running back. Go out and draft a running back. Get
is
it.
That where you'd go with your first pick here?
No.
I'm just curious, by the way. I've been meaning to ask you this. Like, if you had your wish list right now, is there maybe a couple of areas that are on top of that?
Cornerback and running back.
But you would not use a second-round pick on a running back?
I mean,
it's too early.
Because
here's the thing, right? The top running backs have been falling to the second round because people don't value the position, which I think is insane. I've told you this for years. I think the running back position, if you can get a real good player, is so valuable.
Yeah.
Look what it's doing. I mean, look at the teams that are left. They all have really good running backs.
So I would
go. City's got this young guy. Pacheco's playing really well, right? I mean, Miles Sanders on Philly. Joe Mixon is awesome on Cincinnati.
Yep.
Right, and then Christian McCaffrey. Look how good he is. Yep. Obviously, and I don't know what you even consider Deebo Samuel at this point.
He's considered a wide receiver. Yeah,
but he can do everything.
Well,
but
his body type allows him to be a running back. Yes.
Yeah, I just think that running back position is so important, man. I mean, look how successful the Giants were with.
Not big on taking running backs in the first round
because of durability.
Yes, 100%.
Don't you think those guys are such impact players though?
McCaffrey's missed a lot of games till this year, and so has Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, but look how good they are when they play.
Yeah, but okay, but you just missed what I said.
I know it's an injury.
They missed a lot of games.
Yeah, because they get hit every play. I know.
High first round picks have both missed a lot of games. They've already told Barkley, like, we'd like you back, but the problem with that position, man, is the hits you take.
Yeah, but look at the guy in Tennessee. Like, he's their offense.
Yep.
Could you imagine the Dolphins had a guy like
that? Was he a first-round pick?
Off the top of my head,
I can't
remember. No, he wasn't. Okay,
I think he was a second-round pick.
But either way, Joe, like you just look at what they're able to do with him in the offense. And if you had a guy like that you could give the ball to 25 times a game, that they don't want to tackle at the end of the game.
I just don't come from the first-round running back school.
But you won't even go second-round, though. That's what I'm
trying to get. No, I don't mind second or third. I don't mind second or third if you got somebody. I don't mind that. I think you still got to be looking for a cornerback. I think that still comes into play. I think they'd really like to upgrade this tight end position and get a guy that's really their kind of guy. None of these tight ends are kind of what the 49er way of doing things. So I think they'd like to upgrade that.
Well, we'll find another Kittle. They're all over the place. So you want to address this, by the way, because a lot of people are texting Kendall Toyota text line here about the quarterback position. We need an upgrade. Probably unlikely, right, that it gets addressed through the draft.
So it's one of the top questions that those guys have to handle, even though they've named Tua Tagovailoa the starting quarterback. The whatever they believe, or if they're going by into the neurologist and what they've said, there is no question they have to make sure and cover their ass to make sure they have something ready to go as a backup quarterback. All of a sudden, the backup quarterback, now that Tua is a starter, has become probably more important than ever. So the question is, do you draft another guy? Skylar Thompson, have you seen enough? And you go, because a lot of you were in love with Skylar coming out of preseason, and I can't let you off now. You know, you were – including guys coming on the show, Big Bo, man, he was doing everything but sleeping with Skyler. I mean, he loved him.
Kind of like how you do with Josh Allen.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Why wouldn't you roll with what you have, though? Like, I don't know what else you think is better for a backup.
Well, it just comes down to
there's so many teams that are searching for a starter, man. Like, there's not going to be so many great backups running around out there.
Well, they have to decide.
Someone says Jimmy G.
Are they going to draft? See.
Can you even get a guy like that in here as a backup? Like, is he going to want to be a backup?
I don't think Jimmy G wants to come here and play for $5, 6, 7 million. And then the other thing is Jimmy G the right guy to come in here and back up Tua? Listen, the truth is Ryan Fitzpatrick was not the right guy for Tua's early development. We'd all agree. As good as he was, everybody loved him. His teammates loved him the most. But he won games. He didn't care about all that noise on the outside about whatever it was. He was like, man, I'm about winning games, and we actually got some really good football out of them. But that wasn't good for Tua's development. We'd all agree on that.
Yeah, but isn't the fact of the matter, Joe, if Tua can't stay healthy enough to finish the season or to play in the playoffs like this year, and if that happens next year, you're just not good enough. Like, you're not going to be good enough to win a Super Bowl, which is the ultimate goal of this team, without a starting caliber quarterback like a Tua.
You're probably
right. And by the way, when I say that, I mean Tua, like, when he was playing really well, not the Tua later in the season where he was all over the place. But you're not going to win a Super Bowl with a backup, most likely.
Probably not.
The 49ers are a weird situation. And I know it's kind of crazy that they're in this thing here, but they're an unusual situation, I think we would all agree, right? And they have players on both sides of the ball that are really elite, especially on the defensive side.
Both sides.
But they have really elite players all over the place that make it very easy for that quarterback. The Dolphins, to an extent, do too, though, right? I mean, they have elite offensive weapons.
We don't have what the 49ers have. You can't put them together.
No, they just did. They don't, but the Dolphins have elite offensive weapons. It's just a question of getting them the ball, which they figured out against the Bills. They were able to score some points. But, Joe, you're not going to win a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback if you're the Dolphins, most likely. You need Tua to be healthy. You're all in on that guy. Especially you bring him back as your unquestioned starter for another season. You're all in on him.
So, I don't know how much money they're putting in the budget to make a run at a backup veteran quarterback. And you know all the names. I mean, by the way, the same names that we have right now, we're going to have next year, the year after, because none of those guys are going to retire. By the way, Matt Ryan's about ready to become one of those guys, too, that's going to stay around and Joe Flacco it for a couple years.
I just think a guy like Jimmy, like another text you mentioned, Jimmy Garoppolo, you went through the list of teams that need a quarterback. Don't you think there's one of those teams that thinks Jimmy Garoppolo is a starter?
So I think Jimmy G's hurt he's hurt a lot. Jimmy G's hurt a lot.
He is, but I'm guessing.
I mean, Jimmy G, while we're sitting here talking about Tua, Jimmy G doesn't exactly stay healthy.
But don't you think there's a team out there that thinks he's starter caliber?
No, I think a lot of teams think that he's the manager of that San Francisco 49er thing, that anybody can do it. Because look at what happened. The guy just replaced him. He's doing it at maybe a higher level than Jimmy G.
I know, but I think this guy's playing well, man. I don't think it's all system and all just game manager. Like, you have to be pretty good to get your team to a Super Bowl, man. Like, you can't be a total scrub at quarterback and get your team to the Super Bowl.
One thing San Francisco...
And he was close to winning one, by the way. If Mahomes didn't pull that crazy comeback.
He was.
You just don't... You don't get that far, right? Do you agree with that?
No, he's made some throws. Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course he makes some throws. I don't want to make sound like every guy he throws to is wide open.
Someone said Nick Foles won it all as a backup.
I mean, that's he did. He went on a great
very
run.
Very strange
he
situation.
Did.
That doesn't happen all the time.
He did. He, by the way, that's a great example of a guy that did come in and threw like 400 yards a game. I mean, he had some ridiculous playoff games. And then, I don't know what happened to him. He went back to... not being very good. Of course, maybe.
That happens, though. Sometimes you'll see a guy that doesn't have a lot of stuff on film, whatever. He'll jump out and he'll have a lot of success early on, and he comes back to reality. I thought that would happen at some point with Purdy, but it hasn't happened yet. Someone said pay Baker to push Tua.
I'm not against that.
You think that personality fits in okay
no.
with the backup role down
no,
here?
No, I think that's a problem.
Yeah.
I don't see Baker standing around being a real happy clipboard guy.
Yeah, right.
No, I agree. I agree with you on that. I see that's part of the problem too. And hey, listen, Jameis Winston, he's out there.
Oh God.
Mariota's probably gonna be out there. The guy disappeared after they told him a rookie was starting. He said, I'm done, I'm out of here. So
said, what about Mike White? I don't know what his situation is, but that's not the answer either, as I think everyone saw.
Well, Mike White cracked his ribs and couldn't get back on the field.
But like, again, man, you're all in on Tua. If Tua doesn't work out next season, you're not going to get to where you want to get to. You're not just going to lose your starting quarterback and probably end up in the Super Bowl. It's unlikely that would happen.
There is a good chance that you are right on the money about that. I would agree.
Still think that Teddy Bridgewater for a backup quarterback is about as serviceable as you can get. He's a former starter. Middle of the road kind of guy.
Teddy hurt himself, though, while you're doing all this stuff. Teddy hurt himself.
I understand.
Two games.
I understand he got hurt. Well, the first game was his fault. Wasn't the first game the spotter, he was concussed thing?
Okay, but he missed the game. What do you
oh,
want me
to? Come on, Joe. That's not fair.
All right, they're trying to pick
That's
on Teddy.
That's not fair. And the other one, he hurts his finger diving at a guy. Like, it's not like he's injury prone.
Really?
Those are tough.
That's a bad combo. You throw a pick six and you get hammered and you hurt your
Yeah, that
your
was
hand.
That was a bad play. But the other one wasn't his fault. I don't know. I just think Teddy is probably about, or Skyler even, probably about as serviceable of a backup as you're going to get.
I don't know what they've got the list over there. I have no idea.
Someone said Cam. Is he even in the league still? What's Cam Newton doing these days?
He took the year off. But yeah. Cam's another one. No, people don't believe Cam wants to come and sit and hold a clipboard because
he tried that. How many years ago was that when he started with the Patriots? Like
a couple
years ago.
Yeah, it's been a couple.
Remember how that worked?
Well,
you want to go get someone? Why don't you talk to maybe Trey Lance? See what he's up to. They got to get rid of him, right?
No, those are going to be their two quarterbacks. Purdy and Trey Lance can be the guys.
You think Trey Lance? You want to stick around here and back that guy up?
I don't think he has much to say about it when you're injured. How much do you have to say about it when you come off being injured and you haven't done anything in the league? I don't think you have a whole lot of leverage to be saying what you want done. We got to go to break,
Real
man.
Real quick, I got one more question for you. Sorry. Was Brissett better than Bridgewater? Someone said he was. I don't think so, but.
Stayed healthier.
I don't know if it matters, but. I just don't understand. I don't know what people expect out of a backup quarterback. There's such a shortage of starting quarterbacks that I don't know, like, what people are expecting here. Like, what kind of name gets everyone all excited?
Well. That's a great question, Woody, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about it. Listen, I'm with you. We went all in. Chris Greer went all in at that press conference with Mike McDaniel standing there adding to it that Tua's our guy. We've talked to the doctors. We think you guys all know where this stuff started about just because you have a couple of concussions, you're going to have more the next year. It's not true. Then Barry went out and found out some neurologists to support that thing, and so we had those guys. So apparently, they're all in, but in the back of your mind, after last year missing five games, if you don't think they understand the importance of a backup right now or the insurance, the great insurance policy, yeah, you're mistaken, man. You're mistaken because Chris Gray had to make that call to the owner and say, Mr. Ross, We're all in on Tua going forward. And he goes, ooh, what's this about? And so they had to explain. He goes, okay, you're the GM, as in you better be right. We got to go to break, man. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, like Nuceria Health, man. Nothing like Nuceria Health and this proven hormone replacement therapy program. Dr. Alex Alonzo put me on, put a lot of men on throughout South Florida. Hey, the beauty of Nuceria Health is this. Not only is Dr. Alex Alonzo one of the best in the field at it, get the blood work done, and then it's putting you on a program and helping you achieve your goals from more energy. That's where it starts. No matter what you say, you're 40s, 50s, or 60s, and you're dragging when you get home from work. You have no energy. You're constantly thinking more about a nap or falling asleep at the movies instead of getting out there and really enjoying life with your wife or your girlfriend. Listen, man, Dr. Alex Alonzo can put you, after looking at the blood work, looking at all the numbers, put you on a program that's perfect for your energy, your sex life, losing weight. He does it all, man. It's a combination package. Tell him what your goals are. Want to lose some weight, man? That's where I am right now. Want to get healthier for the start of the new year? You need to call Nuceria Health. The best news of all, you don't have to go to Dade County. I do, because I'm down here, so I just go over and see him. But you can Zoom call and get the blood work done at your home. You never have to leave to get going on this great program from Nuceria and from Dr. Alex Alonzo. Zoom calls will take care of everything. They'll get the blood work done at your house as well. 786-305-6337. That's 786-305-6337. At MyNuceria.com, you can learn more, hear about some of the programs, and some of the professional people they have working at Nuceria Health.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. By the way, speaking of really good tight ends, and talking about the tight end position, and honestly, I don't know how excited Mike McDaniel, and I haven't talked to him, I'm just guessing these don't look like the group of tight ends that he really wants, starting with Mike Gesicki, as you know, and by the amount of snaps that he had. I just don't think the team was very excited about their group overall. I just don't think they are. He inherited 3 of them. The 4th guy got a chance to catch a couple of footballs and dropped them, and was active to inactive from week to week, and maybe a little banged up is one of the reasons. But well, I'll tell you what, there's going to be a tight end coming up in Cardinal Gibbons that is getting offers from everybody in the country. And I hope Mario is all over this guy. He is a stud. Alabama, they're all coming down here going after him. Just kind of crazy, right? We're just talking about it and had nothing to do with it, but really good looking young player with runs, catch, big guy, really athletic catching the football. You get a chance to watch Cardinal Gibbons next year. Always one of our top 7 or 8 teams here in South Florida to see just how good they are. All right, saying all that, the other thing we were talking about here this morning, by the way, it's a great topic. I don't have an answer. Matter of fact, it's the first thing I put on my board. We got Adam Beasley and Kim Bokamp are going to join us this morning. Is this quarterback thing? I mean, it's got to be top priority. Is like, I don't know. There's a chance, folks, that they're really high in Skylar Thompson. And when we saw enough, and, you know, he had to play in the last 2 games against the Jets and the Bills in the playoffs. And we can see it. We see it that he continues to get that work, and he can play. Skylar might be the backup going forward. I know a lot of people coming out of preseason said, you guys all were off the Teddy Bridge, you know, Teddy B. Bridgewater. You didn't want him. You know, you want Skylar to play. He might be your backup next year. That could be. I don't know how much money they want to throw into this this thing with they got to redo a bunch of contracts to free up some money anyway, but they obviously got a lot of free agents that they need to get to replace that you just can't do through the draft, which makes this draft even more important. You just because you get rid of your one doesn't, like, the pressure's not off the front office. You got to hit on some other guys. Can't just have a 3rd-round guy that plays on special teams and is inactive. You can't have that. You've got to have some guys that can come in. Listen, I just think with the way the money is, and I listen to Buffalo complaining about their strap because they had to pay their quarterback and their wide receiver so much money. Yeah, frontline number one receiver between 20 and 30 million now a year. And the quarterback, forget about it. You get the right guy, it's what? Aaron Rodgers looking at 58 million this year. A lot of guys making 35 to almost 40 million now. So you got to be able to hit on these draft picks because you get them on the cheap for the first few years. And that was his complaint about Cincinnati. Yeah, they're doing great. And, you know, and I'm listening to the general manager for the Bills taking some backhand shots. He goes, well, let's see how good they are once they got to pay Joe Burrow, which is going to be $300 or $400 million. That's what it's going to cost you here pretty soon to extend that contract. And, oh, by the way, Ja'Marr Chase is one of the best receivers. What do you think that's going to cost you? Let's see how you look when you have to chew up that much cap space on a front line, big time number one receiver, one of the top five or six receivers in the game, and one of the two or three best quarterbacks. And then let's see what they look like when all of a sudden they get the same problems we have in Buffalo. You know, again, whether it's an excuse or not, but that's why those draft picks, Buffalo's like, we got to hit our draft picks. Man, that's on me. That was nice to hear. Jim goes, that's on me. I got to do a better job drafting. I got to draft us out of this because we don't have a lot of money for free agency. Everybody knew what he's talking about. They went out and gave a Hall of Fame pass rusher a lot of money, and he got hurt. They're hoping he's back, but yeah, they went for it last year. They were all in. So, but the Skylar Thompson thing, and what do you do? You got to have a third guy. I don't think they'll go with two quarterbacks ever again. Not as long as two is a quarterback. You have to have three. You have to have three on your 53-man roster. You have to. You want to go like they did this year where you're going, well, we're one play away from having a wide receiver play quarterback. We'll be running the option here real soon. Nobody wants to be in that situation. So, yeah, but it's a great question, folks, and I don't know. They seem to really like Skylar Thompson. They put him on the 53 after the preseason. And let's be honest, a lot of you turned into big-time Skylar Thompson cheerleaders. A lot of them. Woody, there were a lot of people jumping on all over the Skylar preseason.
Yeah, you remember that, don't you?
Yeah.
You hold me to that one?
Well, just you is Bo.
No, I know. Well, I look good.
If we put him on the practice squad, he'll get picked right up after the way he played. He's a frontline guy. And so he may be the backup quarterback, folks. He might be.
It's just funny. I looked up last year, going into last season, the top backup quarterbacks that were available. Jimmy Garoppolo is number one because he, you know, actually was the backup to start the season, right, for Trey Lance. Then Teddy Bridgewater was number two, which, again, I still think Teddy is – as far as backups go, is pretty good. Then you had Foles, Gardner Minshew, Taylor Heineke, Case Keenum, Jacoby, Andy Dalton, Tyrod Taylor, Colt McCoy. Those are your top 10 backups, according to CBS, going into last season.
Names that have all been around for a while
now.
Yeah,
you want the rest of the receiving votes type of guys? You got Drew Lock / Geno Smith, by the way, which is
Geno Smith's
crazy.
Not going
Geno
anywhere.
Geno ended up having a great season.
Geno's
Sam
getting
Darnold,
ready to.
Chad Henne, Joe Flacco. Chase Daniel, Josh Johnson, Kyle Allen, Blaine Gabbert. Those are the names that we're talking about here, man.
Correct.
You're not going to pull some guy who's been a starter and you say, oh, come back up Tua because he's going to get hurt.
Nope.
You're all in on Tua. If you decide Tua is going to be your starting quarterback next season, you're all in on him once again. You're going to, you know, live and die by what happens with him.
I would agree. The team has already shown their hand. I mean, once they came out, it's fine.
Until Aaron Rodgers comes out and says, I want to come to Miami or Tom Brady or something like that, then this is your situation.
By the way, boy, did word spread fast when Tom Brady decided to go find out about his kid's school or to go find a school for his two youngsters. People bugging him.
Why does
him,
it have anything to do with him coming to the Dolphins, though? Isn't he building like a giant house down here?
Yeah.
He's been doing that, right?
Seems to me that he and his ex-wife, not that it's any of our business, but of course everything's our business now.
Well, she's in TMZ.
Yeah, but they're
over the last
but I think they're going to make
the headlines coming.
They're going to make this home. I think they're going to do it before they're going to do it together on Indian Creek, but I don't know where Tom can live wherever he wants like she can. I mean, that's not an issue. With real estate prices going up, they're just fine. Don't worry about Tom or his ex. But yesterday, poor guy's trying to go look at schools. Country date. He's over at Country Date.
What do you mean, poor guy?
Well, because everybody's going up and they're taking video and.
It's Brady.
Can't the guy just go check out the school?
No. It's Brady, man.
You're an idiot. You know what? You're the same guy who goes up, people they're eating, and you think you have a right to go over in the middle of a bite.
I might enroll my kid over there just to meet Brady. I'll hang out in the parking
honestly,
lot.
Honestly. I wouldn't be surprised.
The drop off.
You're just so awkward doing it,
PTA
too.
Meetings.
There's something so awkward about when seen that show. Man, God, it's crazy.
Yeah,
all
right. I saw with you with Federer, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you were right there.
I was right behind you.
All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to this morning, and Hollywood's headlines. Adam Beasley will join us, and yeah, Tom, I think everybody's like, Tom's like, hey man, cool down, calm down. It's about my kids right now, and but listen, he is a free agent, and if you're living in somebody's backyard, kind of weird to see Tom Brady, though, in South Florida. It is kind of a different one. Hey, right now I want to tell you about something that's going to take good care of you for Valentine's Day, anniversaries, birthdays. That's Beverly's Jewelers. Man, the leader in certified earth mined and lab-grown diamonds. Huge selection, unbeatable price. I've been going there. This is crazy. I've got a few of my sponsors that I've been with for a long time. Jeff's as long as anybody at Beverly's Jewelers. God, they've been family owned and operated going way, way back. But I've been going there for 30 years, from engagements to breakups to getting engaged again to everything else, every special occasion for the last 30 years. I go to Beverly's Jewelers, and that's where I go, the only place I go. And I just say this to everybody, if you don't have somebody you really know, go down there and see Jeff and his family at Beverly's Jewelers. I'll tell you all about them in just a second. You get a low price guarantee. You won't find the same diamond for less anywhere. Certified lab-grown diamond stud earrings and lab-grown tennis bracelets. If you don't know the difference, and a lot of people still don't, between earth mined and lab-grown diamonds, we got GIA graduate gemologists there to assist you and educate you so you know everything about what you're getting, whether it's a diamond engagement ring in the setting, to a necklace, a bracelet, earrings, or anything else, man. You get that low price guarantee every day. You really do. World-class custom design studio. They can make anything for you. No interest financing, free gift wrapping, 50 to 70% off select merchandise. Beverly's is going to work. Hey, I always tell people this too. Look at, man, if you're on a tight budget, tell them what you can spend when you go in there so they can work with you and find something that's perfect for your price range. $3,600. West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. That store's got everything you need, and it's easy to get to. A lot of parking. Visit BevJewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida really does get engaged.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today?
Ready to jump off of quarterbacks for a second here?
Man, I got to tell
you. It's all stirred up, man. I don't know why it's that controversial. Like, they're rolling with Tua. Whatever the backup is, the backup is. It's not.
Yeah, they already told you who's starting.
Yeah.
And they think he can play 17 games, and it's great. But, like, everybody has come on and said, you might want to have somebody that you think's got a chance to win some games as a backup. I don't expect it to be like Don Strock when Dan Marino went out. Stroker never lost a game.
Well, we have plenty of time to get to that later here.
Yeah,
Joe.
I'm sorry.
First things first, LSU has Brian Kelly, the scumbag Brian Kelly, as their head coach here.
Come on.
Did you see this?
Why'd you call him a scumbag?
Brian Kelly is one of the biggest mutants in college sports.
He can't be one of the – you put scumbag on him, that's too far.
He is such a bad guy.
He's not in that category.
It bothers me the way he treats his players, especially on TV. He's screaming at him, turning red. He looks like a child. Anyway, let's get to the actual story here. Not my dislike of Brian Kelly. Seems that LSU accidentally overpaid him by $1 million during his first year. Now, he's making $100 million over 10 years, so maybe it's tough to keep track of a mil here, a mil there. You know, but apparently he was overpaid by a little over $1 million in supplemental payments in 2022 because of duplicate payments made to his LLC and to him directly. It says that LSU figured out the error and has adjusted it. Now, I'm guessing he just was like, whatever, just, you know, if you get overpaid, you get overpaid. That's their fault. So he just kept the money. I don't know, but.
Oh, you think he knew now and he was just like, hey, honey, we might have made a little extra money on this thing.
This paycheck seems heavy.
I don't think he'd do that. But, I mean, you called him a scumbag. So.
Well, you know, I don't know if he Brett Favre'd him. I told you yesterday they did a story on Brett Favre on Real Sports.
You're all fired up.
Guy. Oh, my God. They showed the people he was, like, directly stealing from. And it's sad in Mississippi.
He's still sticking to a story like, oh, everybody's out to get me. I haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah, it's a smear campaign, he calls it, yeah. Yeah, everything's a smear campaign against you, Brad. Every bad thing you've done, including stealing the money from
the poor.
Well,
listen, I'll tell you what. His daughter had a nice place to play volleyball when once they got that money. That's a nice at a school.
He's like the opposite of Robin Hood, right?
What's that?
He's like the opposite of Robin Hood. He steals from the poor and he gives to the rich. They start the story off like Brett Favre made $140 million in his playing career and a fortune, you know, through his advertisements. And
you're on a roll today.
By the way, I bought one of his copper sleeves for my injuries. Great product.
Are you being serious?
I don't know if it worked or not. I used it for a couple of days and threw it away. All right.
Oh, man.
This is good stuff here, man. This golf stuff is getting interesting here. So Rory McIlroy is they're in Dubai to play in the Desert Classic, which I'm sure will be watched by many. Patrick Reed, who is suing Rory McIlroy at the moment, walks up to him and like wanted to shake hands with him and wanted to, you know, I don't know what he wanted to do. Anyway,
he had to know when he went up to him, like, you're poking a bear.
I mean, he's actively suing the guy for defamation.
And they were trying to say he wasn't, but yeah.
So anyway, he tossed the tee in his direction.
Yeah, he did. He flipped it. He did.
Here's Rory talking about the altercation.
Rory, there's been suggestions that Patrick Reed wasn't very happy yesterday that you declined to acknowledge his attempt to shake your hand. Can you tell us exactly what happened?
I didn't see it. I was down by my bag, and he came up to me, and I was busy working and sort of doing my practice, and I didn't really feel the need to acknowledge him, so I didn't see a tee come in my direction at all, but apparently that's what happened.
Right.
And if rules were reversed and I had a throw on that tee at him, I'd be expecting a lawsuit. So.
You didn't duck then, Rory.
Huh?
You didn't duck.
I didn't duck?
You didn't duck. No, you didn't feel the need to duck.
I didn't see it. No, my back was turned to him. So.
Just without labouring the point, I mean, a guy who's landed you with a subpoena, do you think he's probably not entitled to expect you to greet him with open arms?
I mean, exactly, right? Like, that's... I mean, I got a subpoena on Christmas Eve. Like, I mean, I don't see... You're like, you can't pretend like nothing's happening, right? I think that's the thing. It's like, why? That's, you know, we're living in reality here. He's not, so.
The old Christmas Eve subpoena there.
Well, they had video of the whole thing.
Weird deal, man. We can't. By the way, Patrick Reed scares me more than OJ. Like, you can't say anything bad about that guy. He'll actually come after you.
So Patrick Reed has been accused, as I'm guessing everybody in golf world knows, as being a cheater. Ball moves and...
Be careful, bro.
No, he's grounded his club and he said he didn't and they've got close-ups. And he's another guy. He pulled in Aaron Rodgers. He like blew off the family a long time ago and then talked to the sister and the mom and dad. I don't know if they finally got that back together. But I'm not a huge Patrick Reed fan. Kind of a jack-off.
Yeah, he's suing a lot of people right now, it seems like. Not a great look there.
Yeah, but boy, this thing, it is so bad between some of the key guys on the LIV side as well as the PGA side that we're going to see something get a little physical here soon. I think it's going to happen. Greg Norman, he's like in another world too. Tiger takes shots at him. Oh yeah, it's going to get interesting.
All right. Did you see this Matt Barnes situation here? The fiance, he got into a little altercation with his fiance's ex, and he spit on the guy at the Cowboys 49ers game. Matt Barnes, by the way, wrong guy to be messing with.
Yeah, but, I'll tell you what, it's got to be. I haven't seen Matt Barnes on the NBA on ESPN here for a while. I'm guessing this not helping his situation. It's not the first time he's had a run-in. His ex-wife, if I'm not mistaken, dates one of the old Laker players who was the coach out there. I forgot his name. Played with Kobe and stuff, and that got ugly too. Yeah. I don't know if he's the right guy to mess with, though. You're right.
All right, we talked about Giselle a little bit here. You see, there's some photos of her on a horseback ride in Costa Rica with the jiu-jitsu instructor.
I know everybody's following that stuff. I'm a Tom Brady guy. That's fine.
You're on Team Brady?
Yeah, right? Okay. I'm Team Brady gotcha. The whole way.
Gotcha.
They're both going to be just fine. By the way, she's kind of showing her hand a little bit, unless, you know, you're buying that they're just friends. But, you know, everybody's waiting to see what Tom pops up here in Miami with first. You know that, right? Forget the schools. Forget where Tom's going to play. Right now, TMZ is dying to find out on that first date where Tom goes out to South Beach or has a private little dinner in Miami at one of the many great restaurants we have, or makes a run up to Fort Lauderdale. Who is Tom Brady going to be with? That's all anybody's thinking about, because you know she's going to be smoking.
All right, and our final story here today.
You just left me on that one.
And weird things that are getting sold on eBay here. So Splash Mountain, we talked about this the other day, is officially closed now, right? We talked about the people that lined up to go on it for one final time. They're basically, the ride's still going to be there. They're just redoing the story. People are selling jars of water from the ride on eBay, and the scary thing is people are buying them. People are actually bidding on jars of water that claim to be from the ride. Now, I don't know how you could even prove that.
Why?
I don't know. And the other, like, the weirdest part of it is that the ride is going to reopen.
I got to tell you.
It's not gone. It's just, they're just changing the story.
If you don't have kids or grandkids, I'm not sure why you even go up there anymore. It's so crowded.
I don't know. The only thing I care about Splash Mountain is the drop at the end. Like, I don't care if there's rabbits bouncing around or whatever it is, or if it's frogs. Now it's going to be frogs. That stuff's for babies. Like, I mean, who cares?
You are something else. You are something else, man. All right. Well, listen, we've got the 8 o'clock hour coming up here. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. We're going to have Adam Beasley, NFL Director of Pro Football Network, join us. Former teammate of mine, Kim Bocamper, will join us a little bit later on in the show as well. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing, trained and certified technicians, more than 100 trucks on the road every day for all your air conditioning problems. 7 days a week, man, they are working for you. Big Daddy Lenny started this thing a long, long time ago. We lost Lenny, but we didn't lose that great work ethic they have at the air conditioning and plumbing side of the company. Man, we got some of the best plumbers in the business, licensed, experienced plumbers. For all your daily plumbing problems, again, 7 days a week. We also, the Water Heater Kings of South Florida. I was in the back there yesterday. I couldn't believe how many water heaters they have. Every size water heater you could ever want. Ream water heaters ready to go right now. And they got a box truck filled with all size, so the goal every day is this, same day installation with those Ream water heaters, same day installation. That thing blows out on you. We are coming out to get rid of the old one and put in a new one for you. Same day installation. That's the goal every day. Financing plans to help you out. 855-PLUMBER. Any kind of plumbing problems, air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing is ready to go. That's 855-PLUMBER. They're waiting for you to call. Family owned and operated, Eric and Mike and Chippy. With all those guys yesterday, man, it's just getting bigger and better for everybody out there with great service, being able for air conditioning and plumbing problems to come out to your home quickly. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating. That's air around the clock air conditioning and plumbing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.